Atticus, that's bad, I said. In Macomb County, hunting out of season was a misdemeanor at law, a capital felony in the eyes of the populace. It's against the law, all right, said my father, and it's certainly bad. But when a man spends his relief checks on green whiskey, his children have a way of crying from hunger pains. I don't know of any landowner around here who begrudges those children any game their father can hit.
Mr. Ewell shouldn't do that.
Of course he shouldn't, but he'll never change his ways. Are you going to take out your disapproval on his children?
No, sir, I murmured, and made a final stand. But if I keep on going to school, we can't ever read any more.
That's really bothering you, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
When Atticus looked down at me, I saw the expression on his face that always made me expect something. Do you know what a compromise is? He asked.
Bending the law?
No. An agreement reached by mutual concessions. It works this way, he said. If you'll concede the necessity of going to school, we'll go on reading every night, just as we always have. Is it a bargain?
Yes, sir.
We'll consider it sealed without the usual formality, Atticus said when he saw me preparing to spit. As I opened the front screen door, Atticus said, By the way, Scout, you'd better not say anything at school about our agreement.
Why not?
I'm afraid our activities would be received with considerable disapprobation by the more learned authorities. Jim and I were accustomed to our father's last will and testament diction, and we were at all times free to interrupt Atticus for a translation when it was beyond our understanding.
Huh, sir?
I never went to school, he said. But I have a feeling that if you tell Miss Caroline we read every night, she'll get after me, and I wouldn't want her after me. Atticus kept us in fits that evening, gravely reading columns of print about a man who sat on a flagpole for no discernible reason, which was reason enough for Jim to spend the following Saturday aloft in the treehouse. Jim sat from after breakfast until sunset, and would have remained overnight had not Atticus severed his supply lines. I had spent most of the day climbing up and down, running errands for him, providing him with literature, nourishment, and water, and was carrying him blankets for the night when Atticus said if I paid no attention to him, Jim would come down. Atticus was right.
This ends Disc 1.